The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. So this story is just in, and it's a change of course.
Shocking.
It really is for Carson Beck. Remember, he was going to enter the NFL draft. That was the plan. Well, now Carson Beck has reversed course, and he plans to enter the transfer portal. So, Mike, hold up. If he makes a decision to not enter the draft, has another year of eligibility, which we've talked about, and said, hey, Kirby, hey, Bobo, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to come back.
Right.
They didn't want him back? Because that's what it feels like to me when you have a guy of this experience, unless they just feel like Gunnar Stockton is flat out better and they're in better hands with him moving forward.
Or just maybe split the baby on that, the medical thing. How is he kind of bounced back? We know that in the case of Brock Purdy, it was, what, 6 months, seven
yes.
months?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that long-term – I don't know. I'm not sure if Brock Purdy talked to the NFL people and said, look, we won't have a way to evaluate you other than film, and you might not be anything more than a third or second rounder at best. So maybe it's best for you to go to an offensive program where you can show your skills and come back and be a top 15 pick. I don't know.
He underwent UCL surgery after suffering that that injury against Texas that ended his season. But, I mean, listen, it's not unprecedented. Mike mentioned this last year, and he was upset because Florida State didn't pay enough. But Cam Ward did the same thing a
Correct.
Year ago.
Right.
This is not unprecedented, but I think for Georgia fans, you're like, wait a minute. We've been talking about this quarterback thing, and everybody thought that he gave you the best chance to win a championship this year.
Right.
Why wouldn't you bring him back? But to your point, if he's not coming back until the middle of the season, then maybe what is the point? Either way, he threw 28 touchdowns, 12 interceptions this last season. They did win the SEC championship. He is a 24-3 starter in his career. That's pretty damn good, regardless of what you think about Carson Beck. And I've said this, when healthy, I think he has the tools to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he was a Heisman hopeful and all that. I mean, granted, that's kind of, you know, it's a bit disingenuous because there was a bunch of other players who probably had a better shot. But the social media, your screen just reset, Chris.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So Carson Beck has a social media influencer girlfriend.
Yes, he does.
Her name is Haley Cavender.
Twin, right?
And she's a twin, and she goes to Miami. Mm-hmm. And Miami just lost Cam Ward.
Okay. Well, if you want to play the social media game and the social life scene, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's certainly viable, and Miami's got money to spend on a name, image, likeness.
I don't know, Mike. I mean, like, you're giving up a guy, again, 23-4, if he can play, and if he's available at the start of the season, I don't know.
Two things. Did and you and I were just touching on it. Did Kirby just basically say, you know, wish you luck, adios, because he does have a cannon, but so does Gunnar Stockton. Gunnar Stockton can make all the throws Carson Beck can make. You know, you saw that at times. Just a guy's got to catch the football. But I do think there was, for me, always the question, how does Carson Beck prepare for the NFL draft, the combine, because by now he wouldn't be able to do anything in pro days. And then you're going on tape. And then the tape, if we're honest, Carl, was inconsistent at best.
Yes,
drops
was.
Aside for yeah. Carson Beck this year. I thought he regressed under Mike Bobo this year.
No doubt.
By the way, guys, real quick, more news to this ESPN reporting. Miami is now the favorite. Carson Beck.
There you go.
No, so that didn't.
You are look, dude. I give it to you. You are Sherlock Holmes on the social media stuff when it comes to athletes.
Well, look, that's there are people. This is all they do, Mike. They sit on social media and they follow clues of what people who are they following.
That's what this, my boy Turtle does.
Yeah. People do this all the time. Like that's their gig. Either way.
And this one, by the way, with a hat tip to our buddy Rusty Manziel as well.
Well,
he's
I'll,
on this.
I'll say this. How are you feeling as a dog fan about it? Is it good riddance? Is it like goodbye? Like, hey, I'm cool right. with it? Or do you want the best quarterback to start the season to give you a chance to win next year? Like, I think they're going to be really good. I'm on record as saying as much. I think this was the most challenging year, and Kirby right. has said as much about how challenging this season was. But at the end of the day, you know, I feel like I still want to have the best opportunity to have the best guys playing at that position. Carson Beck, when healthy, is really good. It is not all his fault this year. Either way, he is entering the transfer portal.
Interesting. And, I mean, do you think – but that's what Georgia fans are going to want to know. We're going to reach out to Rusty Manziel and get his take on it, Carl. But do you think there was ever a discussion where Kirby and the staff have to say
– Of course.
Weighing, you know, okay. I mean, it's funny because this dude was – we had to remember the Georgia fans this year when that article came out, once he got the arm injury, you know, that Gunnar Stockton's driving his grandfather's old beater pickup truck. Don't need no Lamborghini. He's a simple man. I don't know. I don't think he's a bad kid. I just think, unfortunately, in the world we live in now, fans just get so hyped up on that stuff and make it into a thing.
I do too. All right, we'd love to hear from you. You can hit us up 404-726-0929. We will get back into the Terry Fontenot press conference. There's no debating that, but this is a big deal, and
right.
I find it very interesting that there's a, you know, reverse turn here for Carson Beck. One, the other part of this, Mike, is it's not even about the injury. What if he was just told, you're not going to get drafted until the fourth or fifth round?
That's what I was saying. You can talk to NFL scouts just like in the NBA. His people, his reps could talk to NFL personnel people and say, look, you're projected to be a late second round, top third round best at best.
Yes.
And go to another program that's got some skilled position guys, reestablish yourself, and then you can be a top 20 pick or a top 10 pick. Maybe be the first quarterback taken in the next draft. Who knows? But because right now you're damaged. Because how can I evaluate you other than the film? And the film is a mixed bag at best. I know we always think of SEC quarterbacks going up against the best defenses. But still, you can't work out. You can't do all the stuff. You know, Michael Penix Jr., there was talk that he would have fallen out of the top 15 because of the ACL concerns had we not taken him.
Yeah, I just had a guy hit me up. They're better without him. Okay.
Thanks. Easy, Tiger.
Thanks for that. You weren't saying that 2 weeks ago when he was missing and you were like, man, I wish we had Carson Beck. You weren't saying that.
Well, I mean, he wasn't Jake Fromm. He wasn't JT. I mean, he's better than JT Daniels. But he just, unfortunately, to Carl's point, it coincides with this new crossroads of college football where Kirby doesn't have the depth that he had for the Natties. They don't have the offensive line. The skill position guys were dreadful. Arguably the worst wide receiver core in the SEC.